Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute, reporting from the OECD Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I'm here with Pascal Lamy, the Director General of World Trade Organization. Director General, in your recent blog and during today's keynote speech, you outlined how Aid for Trade has helped LDCs to participate more successfully in the global trading system. For example, you said that from 2005 to 2011, LDC merchandise exports grew by 4.6%. Can you describe how Aid for Trade initiatives has helped to improve development outcomes?
Well, I could answer this question with a big macro theoretical answer. Let's just take examples. Aid for Trade helped Cape Verde joining the WTO and graduating from the least developed country status. Aid for Trade helped Vietnam and Lao PDR to modernize their customs clearance system. Aid for Trade has done a lot in Tanzania to streamline trade policy and development policy. Aid for Trade has helped Mozambique looking at its infrastructural deficiencies and address them. It's one of the reasons why Rwanda has put such a big focus of its public policies on reducing the cost of doing business. So, and I'm not talking about, you know, value chains to export mangoes from Mali or Senegal. So Aid for Trade has shown results on the ground, and this is, at the end of the day, what matters. Fundamental principle is simple. We in WTO must work to facilitate market access for developing countries. But if we do that with no attention on the supply side, it won't work. You can exceed a market for cut flowers very easily if your flowers do not match the maximum pesticide residue which they have in US, EU or Japan. It's as if the tariff was 2,000%. So that's how trade, Aid for Trade, works for development. And true, since we launched this initiative in 2005, we have mobilized much more funding than previously.
Yet, as you outlined in your speech, the job is far from complete. Looking forward to the global review due to take place in July, how can we secure the future of Aid for Trade?
Well, that's a question which we will discuss in July at the fourth Global Aid for Trade Review, which we're holding in Geneva. And it's also a question which trade ministers will have to discuss at the end of this year in Bali when they have the WTO Ministerial Conference. My own take on this is the following. We know that for obvious reasons, budgetary constraints are biting more and more, including on ODA. Then it's a question of how best do you allocate your ODA, assuming it's going to be much tougher to get more, into what really matters for people. And this is where we need, on Aid for Trade, to be better at convincing the ones that pay for Aid for Trade, which is roughly taxpayers from richer countries, that if they do that, this impacts development, trade, growth, jobs. So all in all, my main policy conclusion for handling Aid for Trade is that it necessitates more focus on results, on impact, not just, you know, nice, good, necessary speeches that development assistance is not about charity. At the end of the day, we need to show results. We need to show why in this interconnected planet, if I am a taxpayer from the north, it is my own interest to make sure that poor developing countries penetrate more international trade, because at the end of the day, it's good for both them and me.